from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Wiederer, on-air contributor for 670 The Score.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
I leave here tonight just thinking that maybe this was just a timely reminder that this team isn't there yet, and they're a long way from there yet, and this climb is really steep.
Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
It's real simple. You know, if you take a person's legs away, they can't run.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Lots to talk about with Dan Wiederer. He is a Tribune Bears beat writer, co-host of the Take the North podcast, who joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You see that money for CeeDee Lamb?
I haven't seen it yet. What do you end up getting?
4 years for 136, so AAV is 34. Waiting to find out what the guaranteed is, but I'm guessing it's north of $50 million.
But this is why you get the DJ Moore deal done and feel like it's a bargain, because you know the next one's going to look like that.
Yeah, and it's going to keep going up from here. That position has changed dramatically since I've been in the league, and you're obviously seeing guys cash in, and credit to Ryan Poles for recognizing an opportunity with DJ to make that happen this summer and getting that in a position where they can now look long-term with some good security there.
Dan, you did an excellent job with the one-on-one with Caleb, and we shared a little bit of it. I implore everyone to go check out the whole story, the whole written version at chicagotribune.com, or pick up a paper today. That's also something that you can do if you want. I'd love to know, because, look, you're talking to a guy who's got the world on his shoulders right now, this franchise on his shoulders. What do you think you found out about him that's more difficult to find out in press conference settings, or, you know, you guys are out on the field one-on-one? What did you learn?
There's a couple ways I can take that. And the first way I'll take that is that Caleb seems so genuinely comfortable in these one-on-one settings. And you're seeing him do a lot of them. Sometimes they're two-on-ones, and it, you know, he's doing a lot of interviews throughout the scope of training camp, because I think it lends to a conversation, right? And I think, like, Caleb is really wired to get to know people as much as they're trying to get to know him. And so there's a presence about him that I think is notable. It's significant. I know the people at Hallis Hall are feeling it. That's from the coaching staff to the locker room, in terms of this natural magnetic charisma that this guy has that draws people in, right? And gets them on his bus, I guess, so to speak, as he's trying to start this journey as the franchise quarterback of the Bears. The other thing I would say, Lawrence, is that he is incredibly grounded in knowing where he is right now. And that is rare for a guy who sets these wild aspirations, talks about winning 8 Super Bowls, you know, and accomplishing things certainly in this franchise that have never been done by a quarterback, but understanding that there's work that goes along with that, and there are weaknesses that need to be strengthened. And his ability to be present with the state of his development over the last 4 months has been striking to me. And I think it's going to be a total asset to his career.
How's the roster right now in your estimation, and is any of this tinkering around the edges so far telling us anything?
Yeah, Dan, I was looking at this. The initial 53 needs to be submitted tomorrow afternoon, and I'm always very, very direct in saying initial 53, because that will be fluid, you know, in the 8 days that follow. And the one that really matters is the 53-man roster you take into your first true practice next week. And there's not a lot here that is overly compelling. I think we're trying to figure out what's going to happen in the running backs room. Is Velus Jones a part of that? Is Kerry Blasingame going to stick around as a fullback? How do they see that kind of all sorting itself out? I think there's some really good defensive backs that they're going to have to put on waivers, and several that may get claimed elsewhere. If that does happen, because they've got such a deep talent pool of secondary guys right now, particularly at the corner position. So that's going to be interesting to follow. But beyond that, there's not a lot here that's like, holy cow, are we expecting a blockbuster here in the next 24 hours? Because I don't think that's going to occur. In terms of the additions over the weekend, I think Taylor is an open admission, the latest open admission that they have not felt satisfied with the quality of talent or depth at the defensive end position really since camp started. And Ryan said he was going to go and continue to explore that. And then I think Chris Williams comes here just as a little bit of an insurance policy in case whatever injury Zach Pickens is dealing with lingers for a while, and you want to just make sure you have depth on the interior of your line as well.
Should we look at the waving of Ja'Tyre Carter as the Bears feeling like they have good health up front on the offensive line?
Well, they don't. And one of the injuries to keep tabs on is Ryan Bates, because all of a sudden that has gone to a level where you're like, oh God, like he probably isn't going to be ready for week one. And whereas we were talking 4.5 weeks ago about him being the front runner to be your starting center, it has now created a little bit of a ripple effect where you have to kind of find ways to account for that. One of the ways they're probably going to have to account for that is having Doug Kramer on the 53-man roster to be your backup center in case Coleman Shelton gets hurt in week one, right? So that may be tied into why you have to then waive Ja'Tyre Carter. I do remind people that the practice squad has swollen so much in recent years.
Where you get 17 that you can?
17 of them, right?
Yeah.
So if you have any level of comfort that you can get a guy through waivers and still bring him back and then be able to play some of those roster mechanic games during the season, you should be in pretty good shape with a lot of guys that you cut this week but still like enough to have in your building when it comes to next week.
What's the effect of the vetoing of the quarterback rule by the NFLPA that means that the third quarterback can't be sort of unlimitedly elevated from the practice squad and now must be on the actual 53-man roster?
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be a thing on Fridays and every given week, but based on the health of your quarterback's room on how you kind of figure out how to manipulate your roster in that regard. But it doesn't have the same flexibility as it had in terms of being able to just bump a guy from the practice squad. You're going to have to sign him to your active roster, and that means you're going to have to get rid of somebody else that's on your active roster. And so, again, that's some of that roster mechanic stuff that all GMs get pretty comfortable with dealing with when the regular season arrives. And I, you know, it's funny because that obviously was tied into that 49ers game a couple of years ago when they wound up without a quarterback to finish a playoff game. But it really hasn't surfaced in any significant level in the time since that rule changed, I don't think. And so we'll see if that changes at all this year.
It's an interesting choice by the PA too, where you kind of have like a guaranteed job there. And even if it's a guy that's being taxied between the practice squad and 53, I don't know. Like I'd love to get into the weeds with someone from the PA about why they did this, but I think that you're right. I do think that it's going to end up costing some members of the PA their job.
Well, and then, you know, and then like when we tie it back to Alice Hall, I think we're going to get a chance to hear from Ryan Poles on Wednesday after the roster solidifies itself and they're rocking and rolling again. But I'm curious what their vision is for Brett Rypien this season and what they see him doing, if anything, going forward. Obviously feeling really, really good about Caleb as QB1 and really, really good about Tyson as QB2. How does the rest of that room sort of shape up and then kind of how do you manage it throughout the year to make sure that it stays healthy and productive?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to go back to Caleb for a second because you had all that time with him in the great piece in Tribune by Dan Wiederer that you need to check out, chicagotribune.com, or head over to your local CVS and pick up a paper. That's also helpful. Watching him through this process, as much as you paid attention to what was going on, once it looked like the Bears were going to be in position to draft him, to seeing him at the end of the USC, seeing him during the scouting process, seeing him during the combine, to where we're at right now, what are the things that have impressed you about him?
My knee-jerk reaction is how relaxed he is. You know, he just seems comfortable with what he's about to embark on, and even through struggle. And look, like we've documented it through training camp, there were some days that were really, really rough. But you never feel any sort of outward anxiety from him that, oh, God, like this is a really stressful week. It's just there's a relaxed demeanor about him that he's very comfortable with what he's trying to do and where he is now. And so that is really impressive. Now, again, we all know next week is a different animal and the week after that is a different animal. And the 16 weeks that follow those two are a different animal. And so you're going to have to show that poise and that calm and that relaxation through a real roller coaster of a 2024 season. And I know it's like really difficult to try to get the expectations of this city to marry together so that we're all on the same page with what Caleb Williams 1.0 looks like as a rookie in 2024. But I think he's ready for that in a very, you know, again, grounded way and a very relaxed way that really rubs off on people around him.
Just to update the CD Lamb story, and we can give this to Dan in real time. This from Ian Rappaport. Cowboys and All-Pro wide receiver CD Lamb agreed on a massive 4-year extension worth $136 million. Lamb gets $100 million guaranteed and a wide receiver record $38 million signing bonus in a deal done by Tony Dandy of CAA. It's a good day to be Tony Dandy, I'll tell you that much. So, yeah, man, those numbers are nice.
Yeah, and they're nicer than they've ever been at the position, obviously. And if you're a rookie like Roma Dunze starting out and you go, whoa, let's fast forward this clock 3 or 4 years and figure out what my bank account is going to look like if I can produce at a level like some of these other first-round receivers have done, you got to feel pretty good about it. Look, like, what have we learned, right? This is a passing league, and the teams that have the dynamic players at the quarterback position, the receiver position, the tight end position are the teams that typically go the furthest at this stage. And so that's why they're being invested in accordingly. And we'll see how that kind of affects the Bears as they get deeper in to their current future, if that's even a thing, an oxymoron there. But they've obviously got some things to plan for, not only in the present day, but up the road.
How's Patrick Scales?
One of the four on my list, Dan, that I can't get clarity in terms of what the state of their health is. Patrick Scales is one of them. Bates is one we talked about a couple minutes ago. Pickens is a little bit out there. And then Kevin Byard, who's never missed a game in his NFL career and is suddenly missing from practice for a few days in a row. You go, okay, I assume that he's going to be ready for week one. But you know my rule, until I see it with my own eyes on a practice field several days in a row, I never take the word of the people that stand up at the podium on that stuff. And so I don't know. They keep telling us that Scales will be okay. I don't know. I can't tell you yet if that's the case. And if not, then you go into the regular season having to troubleshoot a little bit.
Are these training camp practices this week or are they already starting install?
Yeah. I mean, typically what you do this week without the preseason game to prepare for is you start working on the Titans a little bit. And obviously they're doing some closed walkthroughs here today. I think they did one yesterday, and then we'll be back out there on Wednesday and Thursday for two practices. And then they'll take the Labor Day weekend off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come back Monday to fire away. But we're here, boys. We're here on the doorstep of week one. And I know I speak for myself and hopefully for you guys as well as saying, thank God, because this has been an extended runway from the start of training camp until now. And it just feels like it is time for all of this conversation and all of the topics that have followed this team to be put onto the stage of regular season action and tested under the lights.
Let's go division real quick. What's something that you want to know about any of the other teams in the division before the season starts?
Before the season starts? I won't know this until after the season starts, but I want to know if Jordan Love is really as good as he played down the stretch of last season. I think for me, I feel like there's been a lot of grand conclusions reached after a, you know, essentially a 2 month period where he played pretty well. And we know as well as anyone that that sustaining success at that position in this league is really, really difficult. And so, look, you see people talking about the Packers as potential Super Bowl hopefuls in 2024. That entirely hinges on whether Jordan Love takes the next step like he did down the stretch of last season. And I don't know. I don't know that that he will. That's going to be kind of fascinating to watch, because if he doesn't, guess who the Packers are? They're the Bears of the last, you know, 25 years or so. And they've just invested in a quarterback with a lot of money, believing that that he's that answer. So that's the most compelling question. I really think that the Lions are built to sustain what they did last year. Barring injuries, they are pretty well equipped on both sides of the ball to be the front runner of this division. And the other three are going to be playing catch up.
Back to your interview that you did with Caleb and the discussion of competitive stamina.
Sure.
Which is an interesting term, and the ability that over a long period of time and under stress to keep making those same plays and keep being yourself. And it's, I'm always interested in some of the euphemisms for athletic greatness. But I always get nervous when you start invoking Michael Jordan, because some people learn the wrong lessons from him. And I don't think Caleb Williams needs to be a psychopath to be successful at his job. And in some ways, you know, Tom Brady's already doing the TB12 diet and some of that stuff. And, you know, Kobe had some aspects of that that were antisocial behaviors in some way. Can Caleb avoid that and just be really good at football?
It's a great question, because I talked to Studs on the podcast this morning about my Mount Rushmore of competitive psychopaths. And three of the four are guys that Caleb brought up in our conversation last week. It's Jordan, it's Kobe, it's Brady, and the fourth one is Tiger Woods. And I don't know that you can reach the heights that those four guys did athletically without being a little bit psychopathic and a little bit odd in your pursuit of excellence on a daily basis. Can you be a really good quarterback? Absolutely. But to be the greatest of all time, to have that level of drive and mindset and competitive stamina and whatever else you want to call it, I think you do have to go to levels that most people think are ridiculous and in a lot of ways are unhealthy, you know? And so it'll be interesting to see how Caleb navigates that, because I think what we've learned about him in the last 6 months getting to know him is there's a depth to his personality that's pretty interesting. It's pretty, you know, alluring for a lot of people. And so trying to manage that with the ambition is not easy for a lot of guys. And so that's going to be part of the test of his career, but it's certainly a notable conversation to have in the years ahead.
I might add Pete Sampras to your list.
Okay.
From what I've heard.
I'd add Serena Williams to that list too.
There you go. I won't object. I won't object to that one.
Yeah. We had Matt Eberflus on Friday, and it was great. And Dan and I were talking a little bit about the interview this morning where, look, we feel like we took a step forward with him when it came to trying to figure out what's important inside of the defense that he runs. And it was interesting because when he talked about the pass rush, he said one defensive end, one defensive tackle. So, and that's usually what we hear about this particular defense. And it's what I've known from my time of covering Lovie Smith's defense. Yep. They need a three technique to be a difference maker.
Correct.
So here's my thing, and I've said it for the last couple of years. If I'm Matt Eberflus, I am a little frustrated that everyone knows what I need to help make my defense run, and yet they haven't either found one or developed one, and maybe that happens with Dexter this year. But I am still concerned that that's not a thing yet for the Bears. And it makes me hesitant, even with all the great talent that they have on that defense, especially that defensive backfield, to go, oh, yeah, they're totally a top five defense.
Your concern is understandable, and particularly with history as a guide with what this defense is. Where the pushback would come from inside the building is that they have invested in the position using a second-round draft pick in Jervon Dexter, who Matt Eberflus was a part of that draft process and was a part of choosing him to be that guy. And they've pushed their chips in on the developmental vision for Dexter being the thing that gets that position going in the way that it needs to get going for this defense to reach the levels it needs to reach. We got to see it now. There's been 4 months of conversation about how lean Jervon Dexter's body is, how many strides he's taken in knowing the game a little better, how much better he is to dent the pocket and be a guy who can be disruptive on every series basis. Well, now we got to see it in the regular season. We got to see it in week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, come back from London, take a bye week, and then see it for another 12 games after that, because that's where their chips are. And Matt was involved in that. You know, that wasn't just like a throwaway seventh round pick that they used. They went in on day two of the draft and made a targeted effort to take on a project in Jervon Dexter. And they believe they can see through the results of that project. And now we get to kind of sit up in the press box and watch that experiment play out.
Dan Wiederer, thank you.
You got it, guys. Talk soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.